When and where, it matters not now to relate, but once upon a time, as I was passing through a thinly peopled district of country, night came down upon me almost unawares. Being on foot, I could not hope to gain the village toward which my steps were directed until a late hour, and I therefore preferred seeking shelter and a night's lodging at the first humble dwelling that presented itself. Dusky twilight was giving place to deeper shadows when I found myself in the vicinity of a dwelling, from the small uncurtained windows of which the light shone with a pleasant promise of good cheer and comfort. The house stood within an enclosure, and a short distance from the road along which I was moving with wearied feet. Turning aside and passing through the ill-hung gate, I approached the dwelling. Slowly the gate swung on its wooden hinges, and the rattle of its latch, in closing, did not disturb the air until I had nearly reached the porch in front of the house, in which a slender girl, who had noticed my entrance, stood awaiting my arrival. A deep, quick bark answered, almost like an echo, the sound of the shutting gate, and, sudden as an apparition, the form of an immense dog loomed in the doorway. At the instant when he was about to spring, a light hand was laid upon his shaggy neck, and a low word spoken.
"Go in, Tiger," said the girl,
not in a voice of authority, yet in her gentle tones was the consciousness that she would be obeyed, and as she spoke, she lightly bore upon the animal with her hand, and he turned away and disappeared within the dwelling.